Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Our guest today is Dr. Amy Fogelstrom-Chai, who is a Republican candidate looking to unseat Democratic incumbent Congressman John Larson in Connecticut's 1st District. Plenty to talk about with the doctor on the show today. Welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Morgan. It's great to be here.
Why don't you start by introducing yourself to the audience? People might not be too familiar with your name at this point in time. Why don't you tell us who you are, where you come from, what your background is? Who are you?
Okay, well, great question. I was born in Detroit, so I'm not a native of Connecticut, but I'm a physician, and I'm double boarded in both internal medicine and addiction medicine. And I have spent my life primarily serving people with complex medical problems, as well as people with severe addictions like fentanyl addictions. And that's what I enjoy doing, because who wants to treat people who are well, right? So I'm married. I have 2 adult children, and I love people, I love patients, and I love solving problems.
What made you decide to run for Congress? This isn't your first go-around. You've done this at least a few times now. So why would you, a successful doctor, you like what you do with addiction medicine and so on, why would you want to do this?
Because I'm tired of seeing bad policy that hurts my patients, frankly. And it does come from both sides. And as you probably know, I was a libertarian until recently. I see root causes of problems, and I also see policy. Let's say you're a patient and you have cancer. Something like a scalpel that digs the cancer out is going to be maybe a little bit painful at first, but it's going to clear the cancer out. But what I see is I see Band-Aids being put over cancer, and it's festering, and it's growing, and it's spreading. And there's no accountability. There's no assessment of root causes or outcomes. All the science that I've learned, and I also have a graduate degree in epidemiology. I see all the things going wrong. I see how they could be fixed. It's very frustrating not to be able to do that.
What's your background here in Connecticut? How long have you been in our state? If you're from Detroit originally, how long have you been here in Connecticut?
Well, I have a very unusual story. I grew up actually most of my life in Indiana, where I lived in extreme poverty. My mom was a schizophrenic. We had a blanket nailed up for a front door. It was very difficult. I ended up at Johns Hopkins, where I met my husband. We were both very, very young. And since then, he's the one who convinced me to go to medical school. Since we've been together basically forever, and I have followed him around. So we moved from Baltimore to Connecticut about 14 years ago, where when he was recruited. He's an academic, so he was recruited at Yale. And I've always had to kind of follow where he goes.
When I was trying to find you online and figure out how to email you and contact you, I had found that your campaign goes to an address in North Haven, which is the 3rd District. So, you know, should you be running for the 3rd District or the 1st, or does it matter? I know that it's not illegal to run for the 1st if you're in the 3rd District or anywhere else in Connecticut. But my question is, you know, should you be running against Congresswoman DeLauro, perhaps?
Well, I was actually asked to run in the 5th District, and I originally, I don't actually work in the 3rd District, and I've frankly never had the choice about where I live, because we've always lived near to where my husband works, and I've actually worked all over the state of Connecticut, and I do volunteer with teaching STEM to students in Hartford. I've worked in addiction in Hartford and in Wallingford. So I don't have as much connection to the 3rd District, but I do have a connection to people in large cities who have serious problems with addiction. And I know Hartford has a lot of the troubles that I'm very familiar with and, you know, would like to represent the people that live there.
It seems that a lot of the attention to this point in the 1st District has gone to challengers like the former Hartford mayor, Luke Bronin. You have the West Hartford state representative, Jillian Gilchrist, and some other names on the Democratic side who are coming out to challenge John Larson. And then there's you, the lone Republican. How are you going to try to stand out and get your message heard in the district if you think that that's where maybe you should be? Given the addiction issues, as you've indicated, how are you going to try to combat a lot of the name familiarity with, say, Luke Bronin?
Yeah, Luke is very well known because of his stint as mayor of Hartford, obviously. But I think I'm going to enjoy watching the primary. And actually, I feel as though my campaign would be better off if Luke actually beats Larson. I think that'll be difficult for him to do, but I'm going to be working quietly, primarily in Hartford, for the next few months. And after the primary, I hope that whoever is the Democrat will be willing to debate with me, because I know I can win in pretty much any debate because I have the ideas that work.
If they have gone out and said, as they have recently, in fact, Congressman Larson was on Face Connecticut with me in recent weeks, and he said that, you know, the 1st District is reliably blue. If that's their perspective, perhaps they are showing some complacency there. If you're looking to disrupt that, what do you have to do? Is it knocking on doors? Is it shaking hands? Is it talking with business leaders? Who do you have to get in front of if you're going to try to change that mindset in Hartford County, basically?
I have to go and I have to talk to people that live there. I think people in the House of Representatives have lost touch with the idea that they actually have to represent the constituents that live in their district. And not only that, but the constituents that live across the entire nation. And the responsibility of doing that is something that I take extremely seriously. I know right now there's a big push towards socialism slash communism that's gaining a lot of momentum with younger Democrats. And I get it. I mean, I understand the poverty is terrible right now. The income inequality is completely unacceptable. But socialism isn't actually the way to fix that. The way to fix that is with better capitalism and with fixing some of this severe problems that we have right now. I know there'll be a lot of pushback from people who have a lot of money, but there's a better way to do what we're doing without going to an economic system that has always failed in the past.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Face Connecticut. If you're just joining us, our guest this week is Dr. Amy Fogelstrom-Chai, who is running in Connecticut's 1st Congressional District, looking to cause a bit of an upset there against incumbent Democrat John Larson, who's facing four challengers on the Democratic side and, of course, Dr. Chai on the Republican side. Let's talk about some of the issues, and we'll go in no particular order here. One issue, though, that I've been hearing a lot from the other candidates, as well as residents who have been calling and connecting with us at WTIC Radio, is that housing is a big concern, and particularly the availability of it and the cost of it. If there's less housing available, the housing that is available, the price goes higher, et cetera. So what is your approach to housing? And I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. As you mentioned earlier, you grew up in poverty. What is your solution here? What are you proposing?
The problem with housing availability is actually pretty clear, and that is that 30% of single-family homes are owned by giant investment firms or foreign corporations, foreign entities like China, for example. I recently sold a house that I had purchased for my parents to help them through their old age. They recently passed. And I had an offer that was significantly higher from an investor. But I took the hit and I sold it to a young couple because I didn't want to ruin the neighborhood for everyone else. Investors have a lot of money. They're artificially raising the cost of housing. And I would pass legislation that makes it illegal for large venture capital firms and foreign entities to own single-family homes, because I believe that single-family homes are for families. And I believe that this big buyout of single-family homes is one of the key drivers of the growing wealth inequality in America today.
What would you say you would do to combat drug issues in Connecticut, in the 1st District, in the country?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm actually writing a book about that. I call it Addiction Proof Your Kids, because addiction is a pediatric disease. And you can't have a healthy body without a healthy mind. And what we're doing is we're creating an environment where mental health issues are exploding in our younger population. And I foresee this is just the calm before the storm. And when I get a little bit older and I'm ready to retire, what I see is there's not going to be enough doctors in the whole country to treat all the things that are coming down the pike. We must start from the very beginning, when children's brain.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Things are still being formed, and that's something we can do with actual science, actual evidence. We know actually how it happens, so we can prevent it from happening. But right now, those things don't actually make money, because preventing something is a net loss for people who invest. I hate to say that, but it's actually true. But prevention is absolutely key. The other thing I want to do is make re-entry into something more positive. I want to bring families back together, especially with men that come out of the prison system. There's a couple of nonprofits that deal with men and getting them back together with their families. I want men to be involved in the education of their children and just really facilitate their coming back into the society and into the family. And I have a number of ways to do that, but that would be to prevent the recidivism that's so common these days as well.
She's Dr. Amy Fogelstrom-Chai. I'm Morgan Cunningham. She is the Republican candidate for the 2026 election in Connecticut's 1st Congressional District, looking to go up against whomever's nominated on the Democratic side. But in general, the goal there, whether it's the Republican candidate or the four Democratic challengers, they're looking to unseat Congressman John Larson. I'd like to shift over to health care, which has been the big issue that we have seen in the last roughly 40 days with the ongoing government shutdown in Washington, D.C., the gridlock over the health care issue. Democrats say that they want it to be funded for the Obamacare-era subsidies. Republicans say that they don't want money going to illegal immigrants, which the Democrats say is not true. How are you following this issue, and where do you stand on the whole matter in D.C. right now?
Neither side is telling the truth. I would like to put the health and the care back into health care. I think people don't understand what the real actual problem is. They think maybe it's big pharma, maybe it's insurance. Well, state statutes limit insurance profits at a cap of 4% to 9%, depending on the state. And big pharma, yeah, it needs to be reined in, but that's not really the problem either. The problem, once again, is what happened during the Affordable Care Act, where not only a number of unfunded mandates put in place that put us all out of business, and now we're all employees, but we were all bought out by venture capitalist firms who invested, you know, billions of dollars into making, you know, new healthcare corporations. And they're extracting about $1 trillion a year out of your healthcare dollars. And this is a dark secret that nobody is talking about. They're talking about, oh, United Health Insurance or whatever. No, it's actually the people who bought out the health insurance, the health corporations. So there's a difference, the payers and the providers. On the provider side, it used to just be like doctors and hospitals, but now it's doctors and hospitals that are owned by giant investment banking firms that are sucking all the resources out of healthcare, taking it out of doctors' time and patients' time and patient salary. And they also advocate for more testing and more referrals and less time for patient because that all makes them more cash. So the problem is actually the people that own the healthcare systems and the doctors.
How do you stop that?
With appropriate regulation, that can be done. I don't know that anybody actually wants to do that. I don't think people really even know about it. I certainly haven't heard it spoken about, in the news. But I think what we have to do is let doctors actually own their own health care again. I think there were some laws put in place that were against conflict of interest for doctors. So instead of doctors, they gave it to venture capitalists. It's like, oh gosh, they don't have any conflict of interest. Ha ha. But doctors are upset. I mean, a lot of my colleagues are quitting. It's something we don't like anymore. We feel it's unethical to be like grinding people through like a meat grinder and giving them poor care. We don't want to do that. Doctors don't want to do that, but we have kind of no choice when we're employees. And the structure of that has to be changed. One way we could do that is to cap the profits on these firms as well, so they can't be taking trillions of dollars out of your cash money.
I realize that you're running for a position in the House, okay, not the Senate.
Correct.
And the gridlock is currently in the Senate. But if you were in Congress today, what would you be proposing as some kind of a solution to stop this shutdown?
It's political gamesmanship. I think that the Democrats pretty much wanted the shutdown so that they could have people all upset right before the elections. I feel like what I would do is perhaps vote to end the filibuster. I think that's probably the option that has to happen because nobody wants political games. Nobody wants to be held hostage to partisan politics. And I'm a pragmatist through and through. I'm a hardcore pragmatist. I know that my job is to serve everybody, not just, oh, blue or red. That's ridiculous. I'm here to make life better for everyone. And I think ending some of the games, I think possibly the best way to do that is to kind of go toward the filibuster issue.
Dr. Amy Fogelstrom-Chai on Face Connecticut, the Republican candidate for next year's congressional election in Connecticut's 1st District. You mentioned the elections this past week in 2025. I had a phone conversation with Ben Proto, the Connecticut GOP chair, and he predicts that next year's elections, 2026, will be different altogether, that you can't look at what happened this past week, which was largely a win for Democrats, at least in Connecticut, just looking at the local level, the mayoral races and so on, and judge what could happen in 2026. Would you agree with him?
I don't want to say too much, but I feel like This is something that always happens after a presidential election. The next election that happens always goes towards the opposition party. That's pretty standard. But I also think that the Republicans need to get their messaging together to explain what's going on more clearly, because it seems like the people who have the narrative right now are actually the Democrats, and they keep some of the things they're saying that aren't necessarily true, like the shutdown is because of the Republicans. It's like, well, no, actually it isn't, because you need a 60 vote in the Senate and they're not letting that happen. So I know a lot of people don't follow politics, and when they're hurting, they blame whoever's in charge. So hopefully things will be better by next year and people will be in a better mood.
There is one thing that does seem to be generally true, and it's from both sides, that citizens of the United States of America appear to be frustrated with the status quo. They're looking for new voices, and obviously you're a very new voice. I haven't really heard many interviews with you, which is one reason why I really wanted to get you on Face Connecticut, to hear your side of the arguments in the 1st Congressional District, and so I appreciate your coming on. But as a new voice, what do people need to know about you as they consider who they're going to elect in the 1st Congressional District?
I guess what they need to know about me is that I'm not a rubber stamp, and I'm also not here to make anybody's life miserable. I'm here to uplift everyone by solving real problems at the root. And the other thing about me is I find lying to be absolutely reprehensible. I never lie. I can be wrong. I can be wrong. But if I see the data, I'll change my mind. But I will never knowingly lie to you. And that's important to me. And that's a promise.
Well, we still have another basically 2 minutes here. One of the other questions, one of the other issues that has come up in my past interviews concerning the 1st Congressional District, transportation. You're looking at an aging viaduct in Hartford. What do you think about roads and infrastructure in Connecticut? And if you were in Congress, what would you do to address those issues?
Oh, I think we probably should put some sort of a toll on Route 95. And I know that's incredibly unpopular, but we have to pay for everyone else's roads whenever we go to Boston or New York. And everybody uses Connecticut as like a drive-through. And I think we could see huge amounts of revenue coming from New York and from Boston if we put some tolls on 95. It's a huge expense, and we can't really tax Connecticut people anymore.
So, in other words, this kind of goes against the plan from 2018, that era where it was a toll on basically every major highway. You're saying only one highway should have a toll on it.
Yeah, 95, because that's the route that people take up the seaboard up to, like, their homes on the shoreline or going up to Boston. I mean, 84 is Connecticut, you know. That's our road, right? 95 is kind of New York's road to drive over the state to get to Boston. I would only put it on one road, and I think that would be a great compromise, because I know this has been such a contentious issue, but I think we could get a lot of money and do it for the right people and the right reasons without hurting Connecticut people who use 91 and 84.
And are you looking at that as kind of a federal issue or a local issue? Because I know they're trying to pass that as a local law. Is there a way that you think you could get involved at the national congressional level to see that through, if that's something that you were to really push for?
Of course. And I think we need discussion about that. We need to evaluate all the impacts. And yes, I can change my mind. But I think infrastructure is critically important for our state, and I think a lot of people use our infrastructure that don't pay for it. But I know, yes, infrastructure is a national issue, and I think we could get federal dollars for that. And it's very important to have safe roads in Connecticut, we have a lot of accidents. We have a lot of wrong way crashes. And that shouldn't be going on.
Dr. Fogelstrom Chai, look, again, I appreciate your time. We are plumb out of time for this conversation. November 2026, it'll be here before you know it.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
Definitely. We'll be in touch. You have a good weekend.
Oh, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.